Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Steakhouse. My name is Sandra Golden. Steak Shapiro will be along shortly. Full disclosure, he left his glasses in his car. And he was super cranky about it. That's all I'm going to tell you. And then at the very end, he said, I have to go to the car. So he'll be here shortly. I am just coming off of that, watching the draft. I was at the beach with my girlfriends. We have an unbelievable amount of like music and cool stuff with news today, especially the concerts going on tonight. Kendrick Lamar at Mercedes-Benz. And are you serious that Pearl Jam two nights at State Farm? So I know you guys are probably getting ready to rumble at the very least. Late night for me, Braves. It's that relationship I have with Bryce Elder that I like know I need to break up with him. So that was the first inning. So here we go. Bryce Elder. Woohoo! Double walk, three-run home run. And I basically have turned on the TV and I was like, I have to break up with him. And then the next thing I know, he settles in and only gives up three hits the rest of the game and the Braves win. So I know you guys are feeling the same way because I'm watching on Twitter and everybody's having the freak out about why is Bryce Elder even still on our team. He's still on our team because he's given you two wins and six innings the last two starts. Even though I'm right there with you and felt like breaking up with him in that first inning with only two outs and we're down 3-0. And I thought this is going to be a long night. And lo and behold, the bottom of the order, y'all. Yes, please. Nick Allen, Eli White. Michael Harris combined for six hits and three runs, three RBI, excuse me. Just a great night. Hi, Steak. I told everybody you couldn't find your glasses, so that you'd be here shortly.
Yeah, I apologize a little. There's so many things I need to collect for my mental health. I need to have the right pen. I need the glasses. I need, the right worksheets.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't have them. We're very fragile older people right here. Needed to all.
I don't know. You got a mouse in your pocket. I'm doing great today. I'm weird. What is this weird? That's all you.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I want you to deep breath.
You want me to go? Welcome to Tuesday. So how are you doing? I haven't seen you since last week. I saw a little bit of your trip away.
Yes, perfect weather, perfect situation. There's nine of us that were there on the beach and really just had a wonderful time.
Did anybody of the nine, like, was it an MVP of the nine? Did somebody just say, wow, her performance was really strong? Those of you who don't know, Sandra's been going on the same beach trip to the same part of 30A. Four going on how many years?
19 years was this trip straight. In fact, we have one girl that has an 18-year-old, and she found out she was pregnant on the very first beach trip. So that's how we kind of monitor it.
Okay. So that must have killed that beach trip for her a little bit, huh?
No, it was great. We were celebrating. We had a driver. What, are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm just talking about being pregnant and, partying with you group. So you only have one photo. That's it. That was the one.
Yeah, I'm not. Here's the wonderful thing about it. I'm so aggravated with the cruelty of social media, and we'll get into it partly with the Shador stuff. And I mean, all of it.
I wouldn't have said anything mean about your girlfriend.
But you know what? I see even your
My food post?
Your food post, and people are not nice. And you're nice. You comment on a lot of them and just say, like, not nice. But, I mean, for someone to literally take the time out of their day to say something negative and terrible.
Well, listen, sometimes when I'm eating a chicken sandwich, it's not glamorous. I understand the hate,
there
right?
There may be criticism.
How dare you call that a Reuben sandwich? Life is tough. Life is mean. So how many nights total at the beach?
Three nights, four days.
So was there one night that was standing out as kind of the most emotional one of them all?
No, I don't think. I mean, I know what you're looking for here.
What?
And it's such
what
a difference from, let me just tell you, the first trip 19 years ago, much younger, livers were much healthier. It was about where are we going during the day, and then where are we going at night, and then where are we going for the after party.
And then you have the
shout out Rusty Mansell. You know what I'm talking about? And
yeah, the in between, like getting dolled up after drinking all day, and then
beach,
you have to get ready.
100%. We're going to the Red Bar for brunch with the Bloody Mary bar, then, shopping all day.
And then you meet back in the living room and you're ready to rock and roll.
Now it's one or the other. I've got nothing for you other than we had a great time. Best meal I've had in a long, long time is a restaurant called The Citizen at Alice. And I had never even been and wasn't able to get in. So if you guys are heading down there, make a reservation.
Uh-huh.
It is
a bougie
phenomenal.
Place.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because there was a lot of kids and a lot of pregnant women in there. And I thought it was going to be more highfalutin. But did anybody cry on the trip?
Did any?
Oh yeah, beers and tears. Yeah.
Did any girls get into it with each other?
No, none of that. Right. I knew you were fishing for that.
I wish there
was something exciting. Sorry, it's boring.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with boring these days, and I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Just give us a good time and the weather.
Weather has just been spectacular.
And let me tell you, if you're planning a trip, because 30A is a bit of a nightmare to even drive down the road, the weekend after Easter and before Mother's Day, first of all, the rates are much less, and it is a different scene.
No, it's a good time right now.
It's a really perfect
everybody's
time.
Everybody's in school. There's no spring breaks anymore. This is the time to be able to get down there.
How are you doing? The draft was phenomenal. Yeah, I was so excited.
How am I doing? Oh, I mean, you heard us on Friday.
And I heard you yesterday driving back. Tremendous. Tremendous show on Friday. To have the three of you with such independent, really, resumes to comment and say, just educated. No, Rusty's known these kids forever. I just couldn't turn it off. The radio station has
been on fire,
and
there's so much great information. Our show, I'll stand up and say, in particular, the last two shows, having Drew Butler yesterday, really diving into the Jeff Albrecht and Shedeur Sanders stuff, and then, of course, the Falcons overall, what that organization has been through, and having yesterday the shine come off a little bit because of the scandal over the weekend. And it's just, you have to be in Atlanta and unique to Atlanta and understand. And then people questioning why did you push a pick back? And it's like, you don't understand our city. You don't understand 28-3. You don't understand 7 years out of the playoffs. Like, we're not looking to next year. We have to start building on something now. And that's why for a kid that was, I thought about taking him at 15, that he landed where he did in the first round, James Pierce, like, yes, we're taking him.
Yeah.
Yes, we're moving. So I'm excited for Falcon season. You know, you and I are very honest about being fans and getting excited, and life to me is about looking forward to stuff. I'm looking forward to football season in town. I'm looking forward to what Georgia Tech has going on with those two quarterbacks. I'll probably be there more than I normally am. Obviously, my daughter is at Georgia. I have a ton of people flying in. My richest friend, I told him, listen, if you want to go to the Texas game, get ready to take out a mortgage on one of your four homes, because the Texas Georgia game, the Ole Miss Georgia game, the Alabama Georgia game, I'm looking forward to that. And now to have a Falcon season with Michael Penix and Drake London and Bijan and Darnell Mooney, and now you got two rookies that we're going to be watching like crazy, and it's like, yeah, the league is built to be able to turn it around. I think it's a turnaround year. I think it's a look at what the Lions did. Look at some of these other teams that are now. You stockpile talent. I think we've stockpiled enough talent now with those two kids. So, I mean, it's going to be a long summer waiting for football to happen.
You ain't kidding.
So,
all of you that are doing your draft grades, I would suggest you to get a better hobby, because I'm so sick of hearing the draft grades. Because here's what you know. Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero. Absolutely nothing. See Brock Purdy. See Michael Penix. I'll give you a storyline where people freaked out last year because the pick was so great or so terrible, and I guarantee you it's an opposite scenario. So stop with the draft grades.
Well, first of all, draft grades are very, very viable in 3 years, because then you look at the draft and you go, that guy's a starter, that guy's a pro bowler, that guy's in the USFL, that guy's a carpenter. Like, that's the way you grade graphs.
100%.
Great drafts. You know, it's like what one dude thinks was a great draft according to points and value in this. Listen, if you're going by points and value, the Falcons scored really high on that as well. All right, we got a lot to get to this morning. You want to do our 9 at 9?
Sure.
All right.
Braves win. 6-3 was the final. I started in on this stake when you were getting your glasses, but my relationship with Bryce Elder. Good for you, Bryce Elder. Don't pay attention to those of us who break up with you. Six innings pitched, gave up 5 hits, 2 walks, struck out 4, gave up those 3 runs in the first, but settled in nicely. Nick Allen, 3 for 4. Eli White, 2 for 4. Michael Harris, 1 for 4. The bottom of that order is doing their thing. We got another game tonight at 8:40. You let me know who's pitching, you guys. They have not announced it. Ian Anderson, they signed yesterday. We'll see. Eddie Rosario is now in the building, so there's a lot in play. Also, the internet rumors, and several of y'all have tweeted me, did I know anything? I do not. Is Ronald Acuna heading to Gwinnett? Is Ronald Acuna going to be here for the homestand? That is really what's up for questioning, so keep our eyes on that. We will keep you posted again on who's going to start tonight. Your NBA games, wow, Stakey. I'm sure you were all in on all of that. I just have one thing to say about the Miami Heat, who lost by 56 points. God bless you.
I mean, a couple of things to keep in mind. The Cleveland Cavaliers are an absolute juggernaut, and the Celtics have their hands full, and anybody does trying to beat them. The Miami Heat team, just like I told you on air, they're not Miami, quote, Heat culture team. They had no Jimmy Butler. They were the 10 seed for a reason, right?
Right.
They were the 10. Cleveland was the one. It was the most humiliating ass-whooping that I've ever seen. These last two games, they lost by almost 90 combined.
Right, right.
So Cleveland's very good, and we shouldn't be losing at home to Miami, which is why we are looking at every aspect of our organization. You lost to the Heat. They are no good. Look what happened in their series. And Cleveland, they could have another world championship coming their way. They are a scary team. D'Andre Hunter is a big part of that as well.
138-83 was the final in the nightcap. Jimmy playoffs was there front and center, nails the three free throws to they win at 109-106.
Yeah, great game back and forth. Houston just learning about playoff experience. Steph Curry has it. Jimmy Butler has it. A few of those guys on the Warriors have it, and that's why they look like they'll be moving on. They're up 3-1, I believe, on the Rockets.
That's exactly right. Now tonight,
yeah,
Steak Shapiro is going to be in his home. 6 o'clock, Milwaukee at Indy. Pacers are up 3-1. Dame Lillard, torn Achilles.
Yeah, it might be the last game ever for Giannis Antetokounmpo for Milwaukee. Mike Conti's staring at me across the glass. I don't know if he would agree with me, but Giannis, I think, is going to be gone from Milwaukee. That run is over to end tonight.
Damian Lillard, too, they're questioning next year's season
for
him with this injury.
Torn
what
Achilles.
A shame. I love
torn
him.
Torn Achilles, for it's a 12-month deal. Milwaukee's over. They're done.
Detroit at the Knicks are 7:30. New York's up 3-1 in that one. 8:30, Magic at the Celtics. Boston up 3-1. And then 10 o'clock, Clippers-Nuggets. That series tied at 2 apiece.
Yeah, Clippers-Nuggets, great basketball. So, as for the Knicks and Pistons, not a good day to be a Pistons fan. NBA is like, yeah, we blew the call at the buzzer. You would have won the game. So, it is what it is. Hey, when we come back, I asked a simple question. Is the ugliness of the internet now just carrying over into real life more and more in the sports world? We'll talk about a couple of things that are floating out there regarding that. And the fallback on the Bill Belichick interview with CBS Sunday Morning. I know you think, oh, you're Belichick obsessed over there. This is no small deal. Like, it's time for a wellness check, like, legitimately, on the coach of North Carolina. I'll tell you what the New York Post and a lot of papers are putting out there as well. We've got Sandra and Steak, and we've got a music day as well. Big news for Outkast. Two huge concerts in Atlanta tonight. It's all coming up. Sports Radio 92.9. Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Steak Shapiro and Sandra Golden, thanks so much for being with us. We continue on a Tuesday morning. We're going to talk to the head of the Atlanta Track Club coming up in about 15 minutes. Peachtree Road Race and all kinds of other great things. One of the great running cities in America.
I'm
going to
ask a dumb question. You ready? If you're running on July 4th, is it too late now to start training for that? Or when do people really start to train?
Why don't you ask him?
I will. That's a good question for him. Also, y'all, Mother's Day is not this Sunday.
Yeah, when
next
is it?
Sunday.
When is it?
Hey, next Sunday. I have gift cards from Spasadel. Do not call now. But I'm going to ask you a question later in the show, and you're going to need to know it. And I have two of them. And by the way, Steak, they're for $250 each.
Mm-hmm.
So around 10 o'clock, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to call in to win. So just a heads up.
Can we just say listen to the show and something that we reference, mm-hmm, probably somewhat more mundane,
mm-hmm,
we're going to ask you back. Can I be involved in that?
Yes.
Or are you gonna...
I've already came up with it, but I think you will sign off. If
don't even ask
we'll
me.
We'll have a meeting.
And don't even ask me.
Okay.
Like, it's not, there's certain things I leave alone and you leave me alone. I thought this was a collaborative part.
Okay. Nope, it's not.
Okay.
I got it. Good money. But Spasadel for the holidays, y'all. Mother's Day, it's a no-brainer. Spasadel.com. When you buy a $150 gift card, you get a bonus $50. So That's 200 steak if I do the math. So highly recommend. Go ahead. Sorry.
My wife's birthday is Friday, but then you have Mother's Day, and then you have just a lot, and then I have graduation for Nola, and then Bobby's getting into high school. There's just a lot of events. I have people coming to town. Like, how much do I really have to spend on another birthday? I mean, do I really? She said don't even. She's looking at our finances. We're traveling this summer. We have a friend's 60th. We have to get to Italy to be with them. College tuition. Everybody's like, well, you don't have to pay for Joy, for Sophie. She's on the Zell Miller, you know. Come on, dude. She got a car because she went to Georgia. So, you know, you know what it's like to insure a teenager?
Does every teenager get a car when they go to Georgia? That is a great. Is that of the soap? Zell Miller? That is a great deal.
No, it was if you go to this place, we're not. You have no car.
Okay,
if you go to Georgia because you're on that full scholarship,
dang,
then we'll probably get you a car. But then, you know, you have to pay for her to live and everything. Just stop telling me I'm not paying for anything. So my point is, it's all coming back around to woe is me, right? And, you know, I'm being facetious. But my wife said, don't get me anything. Should I believe her?
Never.
Never, ever.
Even if it's something little. There's no downside to giving.
Okay.
There you have it.
All right. A couple of things I want to mention. And later in the show, we're going to play Pat McAfee for you, who has a diatribe about the Atlanta Falcons that is fascinating, that I think is going to be very entertaining to our listeners.
He spent 10 minutes on his show yesterday on the Falcons, y'all.
Yep.
Ian Rappaport was on, and they got into it. First of all, no shocker, they love the Jalen Walker. But the amount of homework and deep diving into James Pierce, which includes meeting with his mother and family on multiple times, got in their family business. They loved him at 15.
Yeah.
So then when Jalen was there, and they were like, oh, no, we love him so much, we're going to go get him.
Yeah, I don't know what they're waiting 15 to 10 minutes for, because everybody knew that Jalen Walker was there, and the collective fear that maybe they're not going to take him. I literally have never tried to mouth read. Is that what it's called? Read someone's lips? I just wanted to see a coming off Roger
what
Goodell.
What if it had been a James Pierce, though?
Oh.
You know? Like, oh, my God. I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, if this isn't Jalen Walker, and I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm not going to be able to do my radio show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to have to, I don't know what. But anyways.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Pat McAfee on
So that's
Falcons.
Coming up.
Yeah.
The trend to mess with draft picks by having these prank phone calls, of which Shedeur Sanders was on the wrong end of. Just not funny, vindictive, messing with people's lives, you know.
It's cruel.
Yeah, it is. That's a good word for it, too. It's cruel. It's immature. It's not the way you should treat other human beings. And obviously the Falcons being at the center of it all because of them and their coaches' kids. So that had all kinds of interesting tentacles to that conversation about what's your responsibility as a dad. Are you grown? You know, it's 21. You know, Carl Dukes is going back and forth with Mike Bell yesterday of 21 is not a man, 21 is a kid. Mike Bell says 21 is a man. I don't know. There's no right answer. That's the
right answer is he's a legal adult. He's a man. He's a young man.
Right.
But I don't know why daddy's catching heat. You can't trust your iPad in your own house. Sorry. He's a grown-ass man at 21, and he should have to be accountable.
Well,
has nothing to do with his dad. Nothing to do with your dad. Steak, if you had your computer out at home, and Bobby goes in your computer and is on it, he doesn't know what he's
calling Chipper Jones and messing with him and filming it.
Yeah.
Because we have his number.
That's one thing. He's 13. If you're 21, I don't know why the vitriol, what does Jeff Ulbrich have to do with it? He's in his house with his family that you should trust. It just annoys me. So should he have that on lockdown? I'm at home doing my homework, and I get up and go to the bathroom, and my 21-year-old is visiting, and I got to worry about somebody stealing my stuff?
You know, there was a story. Are you familiar with the name Jerry Remy?
Mm-mm.
He was the voice of the Boston Red Sox for 40-something years. Absolutely beloved. And his son, and by the way, Jeff Albrecht's kid is going through it. From what I understand, it's been very difficult, as you would imagine, all kinds of just crazy stuff being directed back at him. So we're going to give him some grace. I'm just going to tell you a story which doesn't relate to that kid. Jerry Remy's kid, Google it. Jerry Remy's the most beloved broadcaster. He's like a Skip Carey, Joe Simpson type in Boston. I think he passed on recently. His son
was a cold-blooded wife-beater murderer. I'm talking murderer. Like, up on wife abuse charges, stalking, eventually killed, I believe, his girlfriend or wife. There was notion that you had to take Jerry Remy off the air because it was so egregious. His son was on the cover of the paper, and the dad is the most beloved broadcaster, low-key. And then cooler heads prevailed. But, like, you know, the name, right? You are sullying the name, and the name makes people uncomfortable. And I'm not telling you it's fair, but again, what do we preach as dads or as parents? You're only as good as your reputation or the name. Don't sully our name. And that's, I mean, you know, that's
but,
a little
I
bit
hope
of what's...
some people have gotten some pillow perspective that it was a childish prank that had nothing to do with anybody being hurt other than their feelings hurt.
Right.
I hate that it was Shadur, but this happened many times that same day. It has happened many times in the history of the NFL draft. This is not new information. It was new information because we're all eyes are on Shadur. But I just feel like if I didn't even know that information about that young man catching it. But
what young man? What are you talking about?
You just said his son is dealing with some
terror. Jared
Remy. Well, the cruelty of the internet can go both ways, is my point. Of, you know, but it's just, it was, I hope that a couple days later we're all like, all right, well, it was a stupid thing to do. Right.
Right. My only point was in that situation, and of course it was 10 times more egregious.
Yeah.
But it was the name that made people uncomfortable. And it was seeing that, I mean, I remember when this was going on, he had to get off the air because people are like, how can you be on the air when your son literally just murdered his girlfriend and been in the news for years that he'd had problems and he'd been in, you know, situations, you know, your name means something. I'm sure that's what's most upsetting to that young man. Of what he did to his dad, the position he put him in. I felt awful for Arthur Blank, honestly. And, you know, am I loyal to Arthur Blank? Absolutely. Do I think the heat that comes his way? He is the least Jerry Jones-esque owner. Mm-hmm. He just hires people that are, you know, who he hired? He hired Les Snead and Thomas Dimitroff and Mike Smith and Dan Quinn and Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot.
And Kyle Shanahan.
He lets them go do their thing.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know, does he not pull the trigger quick enough? He fired Jim Mora, fired Mike Smith, fired Dan Reeves. He fired Dan Quinn. I mean, he fires guys. He just, like, show me what your plan is. If we execute our plan and do what we're supposed to do, then you'll have a job. But I'm not the football guy. I'm not making draft picks. So what are people coming down on him for? Then you have this great weekend where everybody's lauding the Falcons as look at what they went and did. They had one need. They got two guys addressing their number one need. It's like, how can you do better than that? And then you got this back end thing where the Falcons are leading on SportsCenter. I think we're past it, right? So, and we'll
we
be
should
past
be
it
past
here.
It. Yeah. And I'm sick of hearing about Shadur. Shadur, go play great, prove everybody wrong. And if you don't, we'll move on to another story.
Right.
Sick of that. We're not talking about Cam Ward enough. And Rich Eisen did a diatribe of 5 minutes on he has never, ever, ever seen a first round pick not being discussed. There's no pomp and circumstance, there's no deep dive feature.
First pick.
Yeah.
Cam Ward, right.
First overall NFL pick.
Yeah, first overall, yeah. You said first round pick, yeah.
First overall pick in the NFL draft. We're not talking about what a great story this young man is. So,
yeah, it's time to move on. I agree. Shadur Sanders, you got five quarterbacks in Cleveland. You absolutely could win the starting position. Just go prove people wrong. I think for a kid that's been, you know, somewhat pampered his whole life in terms of opportunity, who still stepped up. Obviously, by his college career, he stepped up. By his high school career, time to step up again. Not complicated.
Yeah, you got drafted, dude.
I mean,
there's a lot of people that didn't.
You got Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett ahead of you, right? It's not exactly murderer's row, you know? So
go win the job.
Go down there with humility.
Greatest challenge in life is challenges in life. So go conquer the day and shut everybody up.
Yeah,
Real simple.
And let's start talking about guys at the top of the draft, like Abdul Carter and Cam Ward, right? And Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is going to be a fascinating story. You want a great story. What are we going to do with
He's
a two-way
tremendous.
Player
By the
in
way,
that division?
I'm getting so excited about Xavier Watts, y'all. If you listened to Dave Archer yesterday, go listen to Dave Archer from the morning shift yesterday when he goes on and on about Xavier Watts.
That would be our third rounder.
Yeah.
out of Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
the safety. Okay. Hey, when we come back, have you ever ran the Peachtree Road Race? Do you want to get in shape to do it? How to get in shape without taking shots. That's our next segment. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Night 41, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sandy, I'm getting blown up from Athens. Sophie wants to roll into town. Nola's already going. SZA and Kendrick Lamar tonight.
Oh yeah,
at Mercedes Benz.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pearl Jam also.
Pearl Jam two nights at State Farm, and then Beyonce launched her tour last night in Los Angeles. The Cowboy Carter, y'all. I'm sure if you're on Instagram or any sort of social media, you are flooded this morning with it. Looks to be Taylor Swift level epic concert. So super excited for everybody going.
It's y'all another have fun tonight. Example
of why we're awesome.
Of Atlanta just dominating with big major events.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Kana is with us. Did I get the pronunciation right?
Oh, we got to turn your mic on. Sorry. To the other side?
There
you
go.
You got it? Try that.
You good?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. Got you. Rich Kana is here. He's the head of honcho over at, you're the head of Atlanta Track Club?
Correct. Been here almost 12 years now.
President of Atlanta Track Club and involved in, where do we rank as a running city? And how do you gauge something like that?
So we're the second largest running organization in the country behind New York Roadrunners.
Oh.
And I would say that we are the premier running city. We call Atlanta affectionately Running City USA.
Uh-huh. You know what's so funny? We're the worst walking city in terms of like, you know.
Is that right?
Well, I dubbed us that. We're the worst walking city because like people will literally be like, yeah, I'll just drive over there. And you'll be like, dude, that's four blocks. Like, but in New York.
But we're changing that.
Are we? With downtown and
with the walkability, with connectivity, the Beltline.
The Beltline,
with,
yes.
With programming.
It's just you got to program your mind that like you can walk. There's nothing wrong with a 12-minute walk to get to a location, right?
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
And running's the opposite. You're right. Because from the Beltline to Piedmont to the Silver Comet Trail to, you know, all the areas of this town that are just beautiful. I've always felt like it's a great running town. It's just like, dude, start walking to restaurants, mm-hmm. you know?
The best way to experience Atlanta is on foot.
Yeah. And to understand how unique our city is and beautiful and the trees and everything else. So I don't want to wax too poetic here. I know I'm getting emotional, Sandra. So the bottom line is there's some new events coming up. But we were talking in the break. The All-Star Game, which you guys have something attached to. The Peachtree Road Race, largest road race in the world, right?
Correct. Yes.
The NCAA, the playoffs for college football, we get the semis mm-hmm. this year. And then we roll right into World Cup. And then right into the middle of World Cup is going to be another Peachtree Road Race. So we'll have had two coming up. The one prior to, and then in the middle of World Cup. So it's just a city, and even like a night like tonight, right? Pearl Jam is playing up the street with Kendrick Lamar on a Tuesday night in April in Atlanta, Georgia. That's what we love about this city, right? The excitement and the energy of things going on.
We're good at doing big things.
Yeah.
I have the good fortune of sitting on the Sports Council with Dan Corso and everybody else, so it's fun to see all of this come to life.
So talk about what's different this year for Atlanta in terms of some of the events you have coming up.
So first and foremost, our premier event, the Peachtree, as you call it, the AJC Peachtree Road Race. This is the 56th running of it. Started in 1970 with 110 brave souls before that first running boom. And we will hopefully have 55,000 participants this year, so retain our title of the world's largest 10K
wow.
and the largest race of any distance anywhere in the world. And we're excited because registration – lottery registration, that is, closes tomorrow evening. So we're in an interesting place in that COVID changed the way people sort of thought and planned. Everyone waits to the last minute now. So we're trying to get the word out that if you want to be in the Peachtree, your deadline is tomorrow evening.
AJC.com/Peachtree. I linked it on my Twitter account at Sports Sandra. Again, you have until tomorrow. Now, I said in the break, I said, I'm about to ask you dumb questions. And Steak said, you did it all the time. What is that so different? Do it on the air.
I just meant you built your career on dumb
that
questions.
That is true. Well, it is true. If you decide today, I'm listening, you know what? I'm going to turn my life around and I'm going to start running. Is it too late to try to do the Peachtree? Is that insane?
No. Well, let me start by saying Atlanta Track Club exists to make Atlanta healthier. So 20 years from now, we want to be known as the healthiest city in the United States, and running and walking will be a big part of that.
Right.
In terms of this year's Peachtree, no. It's a 6 mile. It's a 10K race. It's not a marathon. It's an every person's distance. And more than 10,000 people walk the Peachtree. So this is not about how fast you get from Lenox down to Piedmont Park for the vast majority of people.
This is about fellowship. Yeah. This is about city coming together. This is about a great tradition, right?
It's how Atlanta celebrates the 4th of July.
Right. Yeah. And, well, let me ask you then about a dude that is sitting there now that has said, I'm going to go the old-fashioned route of losing 30 pounds or 20 pounds, and I'm going to get in shape. And July 4th is a good goal because that gives me a couple of months right now. Is it literally as simple as go walk a mile tonight, right? Or if you want to train to be, go run from that light post to the next one, and tomorrow run from that light post to the one two ahead of it, and just see yourself continue to make progress?
Your instinct is spot on. There are some people who are their base fitness is good enough where they can go out and just run a mile today. And there are some people that just need to go light post to light post. As long as you're making a little progression right every day, then you're making it happen. And we have this thing called the triple peach. So you could put yourself on a plan. You could run our 6 mile on July 4th. You could run our 10 miler in October, and then our Thanksgiving Day half marathon, and quite literally change the trajectory of your life over the next 6 months.
Yeah, and I think just seeing the progress is one of the most simple things about running, right? I mean, it will be, you'll immediately be able to probably, you'll immediately the next day be able to go a little farther. How much farther? But you will, you know, unless you have some kind of injury, which you're not going to have an injury by being smart about it, that kind of reinforcement is how people get energized. Right? To see that they're growing, to see that thing happen for them.
It is. So I was gifted genetically. I ran fast enough to represent the United States in the Olympics. So I arrived here in Atlanta as that fast running person, really interested in competitive running. Now I see running and walking as a means to an end. I see how it brings community together. I see how it changes sort of the physical, the mental, the emotional of your life. And it's just a blast to stand at the finish line of the Peachtree on the 4th of July and see everyone come together and celebrate in what is the world's largest running party.
The endorphin you read about, if you're you know, talking about anxiety is now an epidemic for young people, and as folks get older, they suffer from it. They talk about the most basic, vitamin D, and exercise, absolute better than any pill you could take most times. Certainly the opposite. What they say the worst thing about having problems is manifest, is lying around and thinking about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why running is a chemical thing also that's proven.
Correct.
About that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You finish a run. I ran this morning. The days that I run, I'm generally fatigued throughout the day, but I'm more productive.
What does that mean? What's happening?
I'm able to focus more. It's a sort of a good tired fatigue that you're able to sort of drive through rather than sort of that mid-afternoon malaise.
Yeah.
And sleep better?
And you sleep better at night. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this All-Star game and mm-hmm. what you've done with the Atlanta Braves, because I think this is another great opportunity. I like the number. Was it 4.4 miles or something in honor of Hank Aaron?
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
So talk about that.
So heading into the All-Star game, we announced yesterday we have our Major League Baseball All-Star 4.4 miler. So I can guarantee you none of your listeners have ever run a 4.4 mile race. So you'll have a personal best when you do this. We'll start down at Georgia State Stadium and run around Grant Park. And just a great way to kick off the celebrations around All-Star being here in Atlanta.
So starting over by where he hit the home run.
Exactly.
Is the idea, right?
Correct, yep.
All right, so we're starting by, you know, the famous 715, cool. And then run through Grant Park, because you haven't been down there to see what's going on with restaurants and new housing and everything.
great part of our city that's really getting energized.
Yeah, Georgia Avenue in Summerhill is really, really happening.
Yeah. So what date is that?
That is Sunday, July 13th in the morning.
And the All-Star game?
Is Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they'll be coming to town for, I think it's like the celebrity games and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, they'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah,
off,
Monday's
baseball.
A home run derby.
Yeah, exactly.
Tuesday's the game. Mm-hmm. Sunday's the celebrity stuff. Yep. Great way to start off your All-Star weekend by being down there. What I like is that you're including where most big memories of Atlanta baseball happen, which is right at that spot over by Georgia
And that's
State.
What Major League Baseball and the Braves wanted. They wanted to lean into community. They wanted to meet people where they're at and pay homage to sort of the history of the city and Hank Aaron.
All right.
Fireworks are back. That's a big deal, July 3rd.
They are. So back to Peachtree. We recognize that in 2025, you need to create an experience and anytime you're asking people to come out and be part of something. So it's going to be more this year than just your start to your finish. We're moving our expo up to Lenox Square. So on July 2nd, July 3rd, we're creating this walkable, shoppable, social media moment where you can walk around and enjoy the 4th of July vibe before the race, and then we'll start off the race with a bang on the evening of July 3rd with fireworks back at Lenox Square for the first time in 10 years.
That's great. Good. I love that.
That's how long it's been, huh?
Yeah.
And they used to be on the 4th, right?
Used to be on the evening of the 4th.
Yeah, because I live 10 minutes from there. We could walk. There you go. Mm-hmm. We'd walk up to the fireworks, and then they were no more, and now they're back, and I love that it's the night before, which is kind of a cool thing as well, which will also be where the race is going to be leaving from.
Yeah, and we're going to shut down Peachtree right in front of Lenox for 2 days. So we're going to have the start line set up starting on July 2nd. So we create this kind of...
From where?
So from Lenox to the west end there, so Lenox to Lenox Parkway. Mm-hmm. We'll set up everything for the start line. So as you're picking up your race number, you can come and take your selfie there. Because when you think about it, you're on the Peachtree, you don't have a chance to stop at the start line and take your photo. So we give you that opportunity.
All right, very cool. We're talking about Atlanta and the Atlanta Track Club and the great work that they do. And, of course, the Peachtree Road Race is part of that.
If I want to join the track club today, what does it cost me? How do I do it?
Very easy to do. Go to AtlantaTrackClub.org. We've got individual, dual, and family memberships, quite literally $50 for the year. You get your guaranteed entry into the Peachtree so you can bypass the lottery, which ends tomorrow evening. And then you get 7 free races throughout the year. You get a hat that you've seen these hats. We have 38,000 dues-paying members in Atlanta, so second largest running organization in the country. So we're easy to be.
Have you heard, Sandy, the new generation happen in Atlanta, happen in Manhattan, happen in all over? These running clubs are now the hot dating situation.
So smart.
Kids less into partying, right? The after work. Like, this has become the real-life version of what are the big dating apps? What are the biggest ones?
Bumble or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kids who are now moving away from Swipe Right and Bumble and all that, these running clubs are one of the hottest pickup scenes. Have you been hearing about this?
I am so impressed that you're in tune to this.
Yeah, it's part of this sober, curious movement. It's part of this notion of we don't drink alcohol the same way. We're not going out in New York City at 6:30 and pounding martinis the way our generation does. These running clubs, even if you're a very low-level runner, that's where you're meeting people and hooking up is what I'm hearing.
It's your social your social life marrying up with your athletic and your fitness life. And to be honest with you, it's the largest. If you look at the metrics of our events and our membership, it's the largest.
It's growing the fastest.
It's growing.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's all over the country, too, because when kids are graduating, they're moving either away. Because I just was talking to somebody about they're moving to Nashville and joining the running club.
They say
and they're 24-year-olds.
It's the easiest way to meet people.
So smart.
And it does not matter if you have a history in running or of history in eating hot dogs like I do, right? Either one of them, you can be part of that club.
Yeah, and it gives you the opportunity to go shopping and lean into your own fashion taste. If you go out there, the amount of money that young people are spending on their gear to look and feel good as they're out there running,
it's fascinating. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you see, we know a little something over here.
I'm impressed.
All right. Rich Kana, the president of Atlanta Track Club. The big event, we'll put it all out there, but the Major League Baseball 4.4 registration now is open. And then, of course, the Peachtree Road Race till when? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow evening at midnight.
All right.
It's on my social if you want to just hit the link. It couldn't be easier. But, I mean, $50 to join the track club, and then you're in this year?
That gets you, that's your membership.
Wow.
That guarantees you into the Peachtree, and then it's a $55 entry into the Peachtree this year.
There you go.
And to your point, we have plenty of time to get ready. So what year am I going to see both of you guys at the Peachtree?
Let's discuss that.
Come
well, on. I mean, we do martinis at 10 a.m., so Steak and I'll meet on that. Yeah.
We'll figure it out. No, actually, if we're in town, I definitely want to run it.
Love to have you.
All right.
And I'd like to watch fireworks.
We'll come back. Wait to hear Pat McAfee on the Atlanta Falcons. Could not believe this guy gave this much love. Sports Radio 92.9. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Outkast is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Probably the most ATL of anything over the years. And then we've had a ton of phenomenal music over the years coming out of our town and influencers. And you know how Atlanta's in the cusp of all that. But big night coming up as Outkast is in the 2025 Hall of Fame. You know who the rest of the folks in there are?
You probably have it in front of you. I think more surprising was a couple that didn't get in, but that's normal, I guess.
Chubby Checkers, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, White Stripes, Bad Company. That is who is in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Chubby Checkers had never made it
in. I thought the same thing, yeah.
Big Boy and Andre 2000, their debut album was in 1994. So they're in. The folks that are out, Oasis, Fish, Atlanta's own Black Crows. Got to treat people nicer. Maybe they're Robinsons. Billy Idol, Mariah Carey. They're out. Outkast is in, as it should be. We'll try to get Big Boy on the show coming up for sure.
He had a couple of good social media posts. That's great.
Did he? Mm-hmm. I've had a chance to get friendly with him over the years a little bit. So that's good news. Thank you for being with us on a very busy time for a radio station that has exploded. I sneak and see the ratings every so often. 4 times bigger than any other sports station in town. The draft week was insane. You clearly turned to the Mike Johnsons and Randy McMichaels and, you know, Rusty Manziels of the world when it comes to draft week, and we just absolutely crushed it. So thanks for listening to all the shows and our late night stuff and then our draft coverage, especially with Conti and Wes and Dave when we were pulling those number one picks on Thursday night was just awesome. So get on the Odyssey app. You don't have to be around. As my mom says, the only way I know what's going on with you is thank God for that radio. You think there's a Jewish guilt thing?
Jesus.
Is that a Jewish guilt thing going on?
No, I think she really means it. The only way.
I think that means I'm not calling her.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Right?
Oh, Volia.
If it wasn't for the radio, I wouldn't know what's going on. No, I wouldn't know what's going on with you.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
So
My mom will say, I just like to hear that you're up and safe.
Yeah, I know.
She doesn't know what we're going on.
I have to let them know if I'm going to miss a show or something.
Not to be a buzzkill, but my father passed away 4 years ago today.
Okay.
So think of your daddy if he's still around. Give him a call. I highly recommend. And great. Anybody going through grief, my therapist gave me the greatest advice on do something to honor your ones that passed. Like, so my dad loves ribs, so I'm going to have my husband make ribs tonight.
Okay.
And we're going to enjoy.
And watch the Braves.
That's right. It'll be perfect night.
He loves to watch the Braves.
That's why I love the Braves. So,
right.
Yeah.
You guys watched the Braves growing up.
Yes.
And by speaking of the Braves, they are doing exactly what needed to happen. Inch their way back to 500. I said, I don't care about the standings. I don't care how hot the Mets are. I don't care about where the Phillies are landing or anybody else. I said, when you start the year 0-7 and when you're 8 games under 500 after a homestand, all that matters is find your way back to 500. And once you're at 500, then you can take off. And they're getting damn close. Right?
2 games. So that, let me just count real quick. 2 more with Colorado. Make it happen. And Brian Snicker said, y'all had this 0-7. We go on a 7-game losing streak in the middle of June. We'd be talking about it, but it certainly wouldn't have been this big, enormous, you know, start to the year.
I mean, it was
it's where it landed. So he was like, yeah, I know. These are ball players.
It was a remarkable way to start your year. And I mean remarkable in a bad way.
Yeah.
You know, you lost every single game on the West Coast and limped home and didn't have a great homestand then either.
Right.
But again, Hitter's going to hit. Back of the baseball card, don't lie. Michael Harris has gotten hot. Austin Riley's had his moment. Matt Olson, some big at-bats in the previous series.
Michael Harris, do your thing. Doesn't need to be batting leadoff. Again, has another hit last night. RBI, he's coming along. He's raised his average by a lot of points. Yeah, so
the Jared Kelnick experiment taking another turn as he is sent down.
Yeah,
right?
To Gwinnett. Eddie Rosario, welcome back. Eddie.
And Ian Anderson.
Ian Anderson is back. Right. So go figure it out, y'all. Ian Anderson's on the big club. So those of you saying A.J. Smith-Shawver's going to pitch tonight, no, he's not. He's not with the club. He's not even on the thing. So what? We're trying to figure out who's pitching tonight as soon as we learn. I've got some texts going, so we'll figure it out and let you know as soon as we know. That's 8:40 start tonight.
Yeah, 10:09 on Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Let's talk about the Falcons, and let's talk about Pat McAfee, who I just thought this was fascinating, the national perception from a show as big as this one about the Falcons. Anything else to set it up?
Well, Ian Rappaport, the NFL insider, he does a whole segment with him. The whole segment is about 15 minutes. 9 minutes of it was on the Atlanta Falcons, you guys. And he started off just kind of the draft picks, and then Pat McAfee goes off on this tangent.
They draft Penix, and everybody's down on him. And then, like, you have to start thinking now, well, why did they do that? And they're like, well, we think injuries potentially happen in the NFL, and we liked him a lot. And then he starts playing. Now he's going to be their starter. And it's like, if it works out for him, they're probably going to stick their chest out and say, you don't know anything. Like, nobody thought we were right here. They've made a lot of decisions like that. Hey, we're only interviewing defensive players at the combine. Okay. All right. Maybe get some information on the other guys. They're going to be maybe playing against you or something. Nope. Don't need it. Only doing this. This is what we're focused on right now. It's like, I love the way they're going about it, and I hope it works.
At one point, Pat McAfee says, the Atlanta Falcons do things way different than anyone else. I like the way they make firm decisions. He says, we absolutely killed him, but Terry Fontenot was firm on we're taking Michael Penix because we love Michael Penix, because we know there's other positions in the field, but nothing is even close to as impactful as a quarterback. And if we fall in love with a quarterback, we don't care that we had taken another one. So he looked at that as a bold decision. I think he looked at trading back up into the first round as a bold decision. Is that the other thing he said? We do things different, right?
Yeah, well, they were coming off of the whole I'm not playing it for you, but Ian Rappaport's report was that they were taking James Pierce at 15. And they had done such a deep dive on him, including multiple trips to visit with his family, in particular his mother. And, you know, just we got to get this right. But when Jalen Walker was there, they could not pass on him. And Ian Rappaport said as soon as they made the pick, he got wind that they're moving back into the first to get James Pierce. So there you have it. Now, all the prognosticators, Mel Kiper, I believe, had him as the fifth best at his position. You know, you can look at all of that. But as Terry Fontenot told you, when we wanted a guy, we're going with our gut instincts and our guy. The other part of the quarterback discussion, because you just heard about the Penix. And remember, you guys, a year ago, we were still having the Penix hangover of what are they doing? And now it looks like it literally looks like the smartest thing they've ever done, if in fact Penix turns out to be this guy.
Well, it was the ultimate insurance policy because you had an aging quarterback coming off an Achilles that certainly had spectacular numbers the years previously. But, you know, being burned by Marcus Mariota, being burned by Desmond Ridder, you ended up getting burned by Kirk Cousins. The Falcons say, you know, regardless, that wasn't the quarterback of the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kirk Cousins, I think, which was so weird after the draft, is we just drafted a guy in a top 10 spot that if things go well, will literally not have any impact on our football team for years. So when you're a non-playoff team and you're picking top 10 and you have to tell your fan base, oh, yeah, we're hoping you don't even see him. We're hoping you don't see him next year. We're hoping you don't see him the year after. And then they were like, it could be a third year for Kirk Cousins. So how excited can you get about a guy that never was going
to
play?
And on the other side of the ball, you're so terrible at getting to the quarterback. You're 31st again, and you haven't made the playoffs. So as a fan, we're all like, what are you doing? Like, you know, you can't tell us not to look down the road this year and tell us the same. No, in 2-3 years, it's a different philosophy. It's both sides of your mouth.
Well, it's just a bad after draft day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like last year, why would I get excited about Michael Penix in 2027? Because that's what you're telling us. I remember Arthur Blank saying, we hope Kirk's going to be here for 3 years, and then we think we have Michael Penix. Like, okay, well, the reality was that Kirk Cousins fell off a cliff, and there was somebody there to, you know, rescue us, and that guy's name was Michael Penix Jr. Now, Michael Penix Jr. played 3 games in the NFL and has lost 2 of them, right? But he did perform to a very good team in Washington. He did have a spectacular offensive night against Carolina. We lost the game. And then he won his first start in pedestrian fashion. Mm-hmm. I forget who it is that we played in that first start. One of the worst teams in the NFL. Was it the Giants? I think it was. Anyway, point being, everything rests on that man's left arm.
You're kidding.
Everything.
Yeah.
The impact James Pierce is going to have on Jalen and Jalen Walker could be great, but if our quarterback is not, again, he doesn't have to be top 10, just be top 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be as good as Dak Prescott, be as good as Tua Tagovailoa, be as good as, you know, I don't know, Bo Nix, be as good as those guys.
Yeah.
Because you got enough talent around you, and now you added on the defensive side. And now we say we're going after this thing.
So the discussion on Kirk Cousins is still out there. Shocking. And Ian Rappaport just puts it right in our face.
The more this goes, I kind of think he's going to be the Falcons' backup, which, like, there's no source on that because the Falcons have told us this from the beginning. It's just we kind of, like, just didn't believe them, it feels like. But I think, I mean, he's got family in Atlanta. I believe his kids have grandparents in Atlanta. I think it's his wife's family, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he's got family in Atlanta. He's got no trade clause. I'm not sure he's going to go anywhere unless, like, something crazy happens where he would be able to go be the starter.
Which they did tell us, y'all. We had discussions with Terry, I believe, on this show where he said, no, he's the backup. It's going to be fine.
There is a really legitimate chance that your backup quarterback has to win games for you. Mm-hmm. That's the NFL. So don't you want a guy who's started hundreds of games, who has had spectacular years, sitting in that room ready if something happens to Michael Penix Jr.? Or there's an awful slump or whatever, we're just going to give stuff away and then have to go pay $5 million for another backup.
Right.
So they told you we ain't moving them unless there's something compelling. And by the way, quarterbacks go down. I think they hold the cards. We're going to pay him anyway. Cap went up. We're paying him. Okay. Kirk Cousins, you don't want to be his mentor? Just sit in the room and be quiet and don't cause any problems. And he won't.
So just imagine Terry Fontenot calling in to our show, you guys. And before we can even start a sentence, he starts cursing at us and what are you doing? And you little bees. When I tell you a general manager in the NFL yesterday called into a radio show and assaulted those hosts on the air.
Poor hosts were, they didn't know what hit them. We'll play that when we come back. Also, why Kirby Smart gets so much love. We got a cut for you coming up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know the lineup, Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, the morning shift. Great to have Allie Mack in the morning, sounding excited and just busting chops a little. She's coaching Bo this morning. Do you hear that?
Yeah, they sound great.
When Bo was out there walking his baby and he had the pods in, right? She's like, I'm just going to tell you. Instagram mommies are a thing. They're going to come at him. Why are you walking your baby with, you know, AirPods inside?
Good point.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Focus on your wife. Focus on your wife, Bo. There's a lot we can teach you. Listen, a lot of guys in this room have had a lot of babies, right? Between our show alone, Bo, how many kids you got?
4.
You got 4?
2 of them are bonus daughters, but they count just the same. Mm-hmm. The love is still there.
All right. You got 4. Rusty's got 4. I got 3, 11. Drew's got 4. That's 14 kids. Well, that's 14 total. Sorry. Drew, he didn't tell you about the other one?
Math is hard.
Sorry. No,
it's
I mean,
13 girls.
Did I just?
It's all girls. He's got one boy, right? There's one.
You have all
boy.
Girls?
All girls.
Girls.
Rusty's got
girls.
All girls.
Everybody but
and
you.
Drew's got all girls.
Bobby, God bless him.
All rest on Bobby.
Bobby, dude, step it up.
Wow.
Hey, speaking of the ladies, y'all, it's Mommy's Day. Perfect transition because Spa Sedel is hooking y'all up. First of all, give the gift of relaxation. at Spasadel. Go to spasadel.com. Three locations. There's one right here in Buckhead, in Perimeter, and in Alpharetta. And here's what you do. You book her appointment.
Book her appointment.
For like a nice, either a massage or a facial. She can spend half the day. And then you take care of the kids, or you set up a babysitter. Got it? So that give the gift of relaxation.
All right, how much is the gift certificate, though? Is it like
the gift card?
Bucks?
$250. What? And I've got two of them. So we're about to give away both of them, but you have to know something.
Okay, hold on. Are we giving away two different callers?
Two different callers.
All right. You have a question?
Yes.
All right.
Steak Shapiro was tardy to the party this morning because he had to go down to his car to get something. What was he going to get?
What did he go down and screw up the start of his show? Because I was in a panic.
404-726-0929. And right now, the special at Spasadel, you guys, this is pretty good. You buy a $150 gift card, you're going to get a bonus $50 to use in the future.
Bonus.
Bonus card. So there you go. It's a great idea for Mother's Day, which is not this coming Sunday, but the next one.
All right, Bo will take those calls, 404-726-0929. A couple other quick things worth knowing. The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Miami Heat yesterday in a fashion so emasculating for Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley and Heat culture. Ooh, Heat culture. We're the Miami Heat. We do things a different way. Okay. You lost by 55 points, I think it is.
56.
Night before that, you lost by 28. It was the most humiliating I've ever seen, both on their home court. And that Heat thing is in a bad place. Tyler Herro, not so much. I don't know how the hell they came in here and beat us like that. But the Cleveland Cavaliers could have their next championship in sports because that basketball team in Cleveland is absolutely friggin' loaded, and so is Oklahoma City. And I don't know, man. Oklahoma City, Boston, and Cleveland are just going to make up a ridiculously entertaining NBA Finals. So that happened. Braves get the dub, playing the worst team in baseball. Colorado had four wins coming in. And they're finding their way back. And Ronald Acuna may be in the mix as well.
Yeah, rumors are, is he going to Gwinnett? Rumors are, could he be here for the homestand? So trying to work on some information there. Bryce Elder, if you were watching early, one out in the first. He gives up a double. He gives up a walk. And boom, a three-run home run. You're 3-0 before you can even think straight. So tonight, 8:40.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to the Rockies. You don't want to lose. What was your experiences covering the Braves in Denver?
Never went. That was one of the stadiums we never went to.
I've never been to that stadium either.
Yeah.
One of the baseball stadiums I haven't been to.
I've never been to Fenway. I know, right? It's on the bucket list. Don't shame
Take me. A trip to Maine. Take a trip to Cape Cod. Take a trip to Provincetown. Mm-hmm. And go to a ball game. How are you on the radio? It's a tuna or something.
So true.
How have you not ever been up? And I would schedule you the greatest itinerary. And you could stay with Valia, right?
Oh my gosh.
You could stay with Valia and do the whole thing.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I'm gonna make that happen. Maybe this summer.
Why not? Let me talk to Larry about that. All right, ready to go?
Ready.
Belly up, let's go.
So, Steak, how many times have you had some highfalutin guy call into your show or gal and kind of start blasting you guys?
Highfalutin?
Like,
you mean a
GM of a...
Oh, that's two totally different questions.
Yeah.
I don't mean to get on you, but you're not phrasing it right. A highfalutin, meaning, how often have I had a sports front office
executive
person?
Highfalutin person from a NFL team.
Calling their own?
Yes.
I don't think it's happened. I've had an executive... When I was playing basketball, I told you the story, Stan Kasten, who ran the Hawks.
That's a good one.
He saw me playing, and he stopped his car, and he started taunting me from the sideline. He goes, see, how do you like being criticized? I was like, you're a crazy person. Get back in your car. Anyways.
So, Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean has a segment on this radio show, WGR 550. It's the Jeremy and Joe show.
Yeah, JJ.
So before he comes on, you're able to hear what's going on in the radio. And he comes on, doesn't even let them get a word in.
Well, you guys were in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points. When you add all the postseason, no one scored more points.
He continues. And by the way, they don't interrupt him at all. They don't interrupt him at all.
They look shell-shocked.
I think they kind of were. Bo, can we get that second cut? Sorry, he's trying to get y'all spots.
Our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show. You got to have something to about. But about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Boom.
Yeah, great. He's got the stats to back him up. You know, I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I get texts from GMs and coaches over the years during the show, right after the show, want to get their message out. And I get what, you know, we can be influential in getting their messages out, or even better, I always will say, just call the show. You don't agree with what we say, just call the show.
Exactly. So. The first five picks for Buffalo were on the defensive side of the ball. First of all, they had 9 picks. What does that feel like? But 7 of the 9 were defensive. Okay. So that's what everybody was coming down on.
Yeah, we got to find a way to get over to the hump in the AFC.
If I'm Kirby Smart, I just take this soundbite from Detroit Lions GM Brad Holmes, and I would just be like, hey, what's up? He's going to your house to recruit you. Let me just put this on real quick on my phone. Watch this.
Hey.
Sorry, we're trying to... Hold, please. It's coming.
Been to Georgia practices a lot and has been around that program a lot. And it's unlike anything else that I've seen live in terms of a college practice, in terms of just the intensity. You know, Saban at Alabama was very similar. But just this, the intensity, the physicality, the detail, the tempo, the whole thing, the energy. I mean, it's so when you can go through that kind of regiment and when you practice like that, you know that they're ready.
How about that?
Kirby Smart from the Alabama national title team, I believe now, is going to get north of 50 players on that roster in the NFL. Never be matched again in college football history.
Tremendous.
Obviously with the portal and whatnot. Over 50 players drafted, not to mention how many get invited to free agency, right?
So Detroit's looking at Philadelphia going, huh, that's interesting. So Detroit gets Tate Ratledge, Dan Jackson, and Dominic Lovett.
Think there for a second. Wide receiver, then Dan Jackson had the big play against Tech. He came on late. And who's the first name? Oh, Tate Ratledge. Yeah.
So good for
stuff,
them.
Dude. New England is thrilled. They got Jared Wilson to play center.
Yeah.
Last time they took a center from Georgia, his name was David Andrews, our buddy. They think that was a steal. Georgia players getting huge hype across the board.
Patriots are getting some love. So
yeah,
whatever that means.
Well,
on the Tuesday
speaking
after.
Of Patriots getting love and giving love, Bill Belichick, it's time for a wellness check. We'll tell you why. 3 strikes, Sports Radio 92.9. Hey, it's more Outkast on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My name is Steak. That is Sandra Golden. Maybe, Bo, have that Bill Belichick stuff ready. We'll play the cut. Everybody is talking about the viral interview online now that was from CBS News Sunday Morning that everybody's talking about around the country because it's just fascinating. We'll get to that. I'll give you our 3 strikes questions as well. Our big game of the night. You got something to say about that?
Yes, I do. Braves and Rockies in Colorado, 8:40, thanks to John Foy. We'll let you know who's pitching as soon as we find out. Will Ian Anderson be in the mix after being DFA'd by the Angels? What is up? 4 NBA games tonight, too, you guys. I was thinking about Steak getting front and center. So watch the Celtics.
Bucks and Pacers, that series is all but done. Pacers, an 8-point favorite, up 3-1. Could be the last game for Giannis, in my opinion. Pistons and Knicks, very competitive series. Pistons get screwed on the final non-call on Hardaway. Josh Hart ran into him, and Knicks are back home to close it out. Pistons a 5.5-point dog. The Boston Celtics trying to do away with Orlando tonight. They are a 11-point favorite at home. Magic giving it a good fight. Wendell Carter from Atlanta having a pretty good series, but Celtics should handle them. And then what's the fourth game we got tonight? Oh, it's the Clippers and Nuggets. Mm-hmm. No, Clippers and Nuggets.
Okay. Here we go. All brought to you by John Foy's, our game of the night. But our interesting college football discussion is always brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and the 10 o'clock hour. Thank you so much to the Wise Guys, ProWash.com. Biggest, baddest, best pressure washing in Atlanta.
So Bill Belichick, the saga since he's been hired in Chapel Hill. We all know the story. Wanted the Falcons job after getting fired by the Patriots, and Arthur Blank wanted him to have that job. It looked like he went on the boat with Arthur, had a great interview. Came to Atlanta, interview with the president of the Falcons and numerous other folks, GM, I believe. Terry might have been in the room, and Rich McKay and others. And by the time he had left Atlanta, basically they tried to convince Arthur, you do not want this guy running your organization. Arthur goes a different route, hires Raheem Morris. Bill Belichick is bitter. Bill Belichick is petty, petulant, and then he hooks up with this this cheerleader that he met on a plane, mentoring her for her writing, and I bet you're mentoring her.
I've never heard it called writing, but okay.
Yeah.
So writing. Okay, good for you, Bill.
This Jordan young lady,
Hudson,
goes from, oh, he's got a young girlfriend, to she's parading around New Orleans in a Falcons championship, trolling the Falcons, to now, then she's on campus at Chapel Hill, where she's moved to, you know, bossing guys around, being on emails. And then the signature, the cumulative moment of all of it was the CBS Sunday Morning Review. Belichick's trying to promote his book, but Jordan Hudson will not let the interview continue numerous times, to a point where CBS actually starts to show her acting out. This is not after she stormed out of the room. This is while she's still in the room.
This morning, TMZ reporting that Belichick's disastrous CBS interview was even worse than what aired. They had to cut 30 minutes from it, and Jordan Hudson stormed out in the middle of it and expected Bill to follow her.
Here is one of those moments.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Okay. So a absolutely normal question. Then he asks her about, hey, you've been doing Pilates. He asks him, hey, you've been doing Pilates or meditation, we heard. And there were some interesting photos of you on a beach holding her up.
Right.
Holding her up in a kind of like a yoga type move or something.
He was being kind about the social media. He was trying to.
Well, he was just trying carefully. To be like, what do you think of? Everybody's talking about this. And he's just like, yeah, I'm not really on there. I don't really
work. Well, I'm going to say he's not on there at all, and she is running his social media, and he has no idea what's on there, is my guess by it.
Somebody told him. His sons are there with him. There's some friend. Florio must have told him.
Well, this article, and I'll put this out here, our friend Andrew sent it to us from the News and Observer in Raleigh in details. I guess they were at a Carolina Hurricanes as a couple, and they showed him on the big screen. To enormous boos.
Yeah,
that could be many reasons. You're also in the Triangle, and you're in the middle of
NC State.
State
fans, right?
Yeah,
I believe that they are super worried within the athletic office, the Board of Regents, everybody about this hire. I think that Bill Belichick looks to me like a guy that's starting to lose his mind. He, if you listen to anybody that played for him, it was about discipline, good decisions, pragmatism, no excuses. You know, no distractions. He's trying to run a program and have no distractions. She is single-handedly the biggest distraction I've ever heard from a coach's wife slash girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think it's almost like a man in his 70s that is losing his mind, that is letting some young woman, like, manipulate him, that he just is making the most horrendous decisions. It's embarrassing. You're being emasculated. The legacy of Brady Belichick, that debate is over.
Right.
Tom Brady was the king that led you to those Super Bowls. You are now showing that you are certainly capable of horrendous decisions, like your draft the last many years. But I would be worried for his mental health. Like, he almost looks like a hostage situation that this girl's got him under. I mean, I don't know how fired up to have, you know, to have sex with a 20-year-old you are when you're 70s. I guess somebody listening would
You know, my... I'm amazed at the men commenting on this, and not in a good way, because this went very quickly from he's got a hot girl on his arm to somebody like you. And I listened to Howard Stern. When I tell you he broke down the entire interview, you know how he starts and stops it and comments? From Rich Eisen, from Dan Patrick.
What did Stern say about it?
He was like, I can't believe this girl. He was repeating what the girl said. He kept replaying her saying, we're not talking about it. We're not talking about it. But my point being is all of you guys are unison in the fact that it's cringy and you get the whole PR part of it. As to a lot of people have PR in the room. You know, I've done many an interview where I'm actually interviewing somebody and they have a representative. But when my head, as soon as I went to it, I'm like, they realize that this book is so not as important as what is happening in this room. She became the story.
Absolutely. And you do not show a handler or somebody in the room unless they were so egregious. Like, it had to get to a point. I mean, listen, they've interviewed, you know, the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky. They've interviewed Trump, Biden, Kamala, in like nasty questions or tough. I mean, any of those have happened with handlers objecting or any star. They don't show that moment. They must have been like, we can't not show what's happening here. This is bizarre. This is the biggest story. I think he's got mental problems. I think that if you think that he's going to be sharp and that he's a guy to what does that say about your decision making if you're the president of the Board of Regents or the athletic office and you hired Bill Belichick to coach young men and that this girl Jordan, what's her last name?
Hudson.
Jordan Hudson is permeating every element of this organization where you have to email her. She's head of the Bill Belichick Communications is her title. So she's not being paid.
And by the way, she's not being paid by the university. And there are four full-time employees that handle UNC football communication, none of which are being included. But I like this story better that right now she's Miss Hancock. And she will be competing in the Miss USA. Do you understand this?
She's Miss Hancock, Maine. And she is such an appropriate name. And now she is going to be competing for Miss Maine.
I hope she wins. She's going to win. I mean, if they
here's
know
your three strikes questions. An actor or athlete that lost their fastball quickly. An actor or athlete, or you could say a coach, that lost their fastball quickly, because boy, did it happen to this guy. The most scenic part of Atlanta, we were talking earlier with the president of the Atlanta Track Club.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about what is the most beautiful there. I was at Stone Mountain on Friday, beautiful view of us. Sitting there by the Stone Mountain Golf Course, a lot of beautiful trees, a lot of great areas, a lot of views. What's the most scenic part of Atlanta? And the ice cream flavor that you would never order. The ice cream flavor that you would never
order.
What
made you think of that?
I don't know. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I was starting to order ice cream off of DoorDash to the house. I get a hankering. Not a smart decision. 9, 10 o'clock, I'd get a craving. I'd call Brewster's or Jenny's. And then my wife was like, the kids don't need this.
Oh.
And you don't need this. I mean, I almost felt like she Jordan'd me. She emasculated me in front of my kids, too. I was like, no, you see, got me in trouble.
Oh, don't tell mommy.
She literally said, oh, I tried to hide it. So I tried to hide it behind like the chicken fingers or the frozen pizzas or like we have meats from Buckhead Butcher. So I try to hide the ice cream behind it.
Nice strategy.
So, right?
So that no one else eats it.
No, so she doesn't know about it. And then she comes up like I'm an 8-year-old and just says, did you order DoorDash again? Ice cream for the kids and you? Huh?
Oh, so
did
funny.
Did I order what? Did I order ice cream? For the kids, and as soon as you repeat, you know, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do that? And then she gives me that look, and she just goes,
uh-huh.
Like, you don't need that. Just so maybe, you know, I'm not seeing a psychiatrist right now. Maybe I'm getting it off my chest, how emasculated I felt, right?
What flavor did you order?
I like cookie dough. I like Oreo. I like coffee chip.
What kind of ice cream? You getting Grater's? You getting Jenny's?
I got Brewster's. Okay? I got Brewster's. Right. Let's get off it because I'm just wondering where it came from. It must have been sitting there in my subconscious. 404-726-0929. An actor or athlete that lost their fastball quickly, the most scenic part of the great city of Atlanta, and an ice cream flavor that you would never order. 404-726-0929 if you'd like to get aboard. All right, we got some open lines if you want to get aboard. Bo's taking care of that. We'll start with John in Stockbridge. Hey, John, give me an actor or an athlete or somebody that lost their fastball quickly.
Okay, Gary Busey.
Who's that?
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah, that's...
Has anybody seen the Mickey Rourke photos of late?
Wow. Pitiful. Something's up.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Most scenic part of Atlanta?
Mausoleum Boulevard.
Ponce de Leon Boulevard.
And the ice cream flavor you would never order?
Black licorice.
Oh, that's a great call. Black licorice, just I hate that flavor on so many ways.
I've never seen that.
Marine Tim. Hey, Timmy, what's the actor or athlete that lost their fastball?
I'm going dead. The actor or athlete that I thought lost his fastball really quick was Jamal Anderson.
Mm.
Injuries will do that to you, for sure. The most scenic part of Atlanta?
As I had to go to clean out my stepson's apartment because of him passing away last week, Lake Lanier. I had to cross Lake Lanier a bunch.
What's the ice cream flavor you would never order?
The same thing, black licorice. No way.
All right, thank you for the call, and we were sorry for your loss. We found out last week to Marine Tim. Do you have any other calls? Oy vey.
Steak is so glad there's no other calls.
Oy vey. Would have been nice to...
Listen, I'm never ordering vanilla.
Yeah, it's
like, I would never, like... I want something. If there's 33 flavors, I'm not ordering vanilla. I want to try something.
I've never actually seen black licorice.
Neither. That's what I was saying.
So give me another flavor. What flavor would you never order?
I'm a pretty big fan. Anything with coconut in it.
You're not ordering that. Yeah.
I agree.
Right.
They have a graham cracker flavor at Brewster's that is so friggin' good. It's graham cracker with huge chips in there. And I don't know what's going on, but it's strong. Okay. Is that enough now? Like a little more upbeat on this? Andy and Randy up next. Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day. Bye.